It's Friday afternoon, the perfect time to celebrate one of our finest local resources. It's Craft Beer on the Bay, brought to you with a little help from the Liquor Pump, 8535 Old Harford Road in Parkville. Empty? Fill up at the pump.
Hi, this is Jefferson, the craft beer guy. I stopped by Waverly Brewing this week and enjoyed a couple of their outstanding craft beers with head brewer Roy Fisher and brewer Greg McGrath. They had just finished the initial setup of a new piece of equipment for Waverly Brewing, and I asked Roy Fisher to share the news with us.
We're really excited. We just got in a crowler machine. Crowlers allow you to take away, instead of a growler, which are your half-a-gallon glass containers, we're now able to let you go home with cans straight from the brewery taps, and I am just doing a tap dance.
And although the setup isn't permanent right now, you can start taking home crowlers of Waverly Craft Beer tomorrow. Waverly brews a wide variety of styles, often with a very interesting twist.
Just released a couple weeks ago is Buddha Tooth. That is an Asian-inspired summer ale with tamarind and kefir lime leaves. And I'm going to have to brew it again because I don't think summer is going to outlast Buddha Tooth.
One of the wonderful aspects of the craft beer industry is its sense of community. While I was there, we each had a Captain Bates IPA, and the story behind it is special.
John Bates, great friend of ours from Racers and the Baltimore Tap House, suddenly passed away last month, and we are doing our best as friends and family to memorialize him in a way by naming our latest IPA after him. There's not much left, but we're really proud. It's stupidly dry hopped.
And in just a couple of weeks, Waverly will be releasing their first beer in their brand new sour program, a peach sour using almost 200 pounds of local peaches. Waverly Brewing is at 1625 C Union Avenue in the Hamden neighborhood of Baltimore. You'll love the space, the people, and the beer. Cheers.